This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam wa yahdi man yasha'u ila siratin mustaqim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We have brother Abu Tamir with us. Alhamdulillah, we're privileged to have him and a student of knowledge. Our first question to the brother is a very simple question. Brother, what is the definition of Islam?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. You know, subhanAllah, I remember when I interviewed some young brothers and sisters one time after one of the prayers in Leicester. One of the questions I asked them is, what is the definition of Islam? And subhanAllah, a lot of these kids didn't know. Some of them started saying that the definition of Islam is peace. Some of them started saying it's a way of life. And subhanAllah, this really touched me because it was the beginning of me doing a series of khutbas around the country, just going back to basics of what these basic terminology in our religion are. Because if we don't know the meaning of Islam, then what do we know about our religion? Okay, and subhanAllah, it's very important that we know exactly what Islam is so that we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accordingly, which is the ultimate objective. When the scholars of Islam, they looked in the Quran and the Sunnah, they derived from it this definition which says al-istislamu lillahi bit-tawhid wal-inqiyadu lahu bit-ta'ah wal-bara'atu min ash-shirki wa ahlih, that you submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tawhid, and to also be steadfast upon being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the third ingredient that was mentioned was to be free from shirk in his people. Okay, did they just take this out of their own back pockets? La, this was taken from the Quran and likewise the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Jazakumullah khair. So that's a comprehensive definition of what Islam is. Now some of the brothers, they ask that the last part of the definition, which is al-bara'atu min ash-shirki wa ahli. Does that mean that we cannot talk with non-Muslims? Does that mean we can't smile at them? Does that mean we must leave the neighborhood?
Yes. Again, subhanAllah, I believe that's a very extreme way at looking at this definition, because that which tells us what's right and wrong is the dealings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he is our role model. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a very perfect example. Okay, so now when we look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he dealt with different people in his time while he was in Al-Madinah, subhanAllah, we know the famous story of that young boy who was Jewish, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to visit him. This shows the good dealings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He could have easily said, oh no, he's a mushrik, I'm going to stay away from him, let him die upon his shirk and that which he believes. He didn't say this, but because, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, you have very great lofty characteristics, mannerisms. SubhanAllah, I believe sometimes our mannerism could cause the kuffar to really dislike al-Islam. If you look at places like Indonesia, the al-Islam didn't spread through the sword. Rather, the Muslims from Yemen, they went there, and because of how they dealt with them when it came to transactions, when it came to business, it caused them to really accept al-Islam. Wadih? So our dealings with them, sometimes it's opening the door for them and just maybe helping them with their shopping, smiling at these non-Muslim, could be the reason why they accepted Islam. So going back to the story, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the house, and this Jewish boy was on his deathbed, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a very nice way started talking to him about al-Islam, and he told him aslim, embrace al-Islam. So the father of the young kid told his son, who is on his deathbed, ati Aba al-Qasim, obey Aba al-Qasim, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And subhanAllah, if you look at it, had the Prophet gone in there and started dealing with him in such a rough and tough, a very badly mannered way, you think the father would have let him stay there? But subhanAllah, because of these wonderful characteristics that the Prophet had, so many of them entered into Islam. Also Fath Mecca, when the Prophet ﷺ conquered Mecca, he could have easily taken revenge from those who were badly behaved towards him when he was weak. He even while he was entering, he said, "What do you think I'm going to do to you all?" ماذا تظنون أني فاعل بكم? So they got a bit scared. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned a very powerful statement that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said to his brothers after they oppressed him, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وارحم الراحمين. There is no blame upon you today, and Allah is going to forgive you. So he just forgave all of them after they dealt with him in such a bad, cruel, harsh way. They killed his family members. They killed his uncle. They killed one of the, you know, poorest of people. They were very horrible. Subhanallah. Can they switch that off? It's a bit loud. So Shahidu, brothers and sisters, he was so nice. He was really nice. He wasn't rough and tough. So when you wake up in the morning, you see these non-Muslims, your neighbors. Prophet ﷺ was good to their neighbors. Now, maybe a smile could be the reason why they enter into Islam, but what it means is we don't compromise in our religion. You want to celebrate Christmas? Don't get me involved in celebrating Christmas. I'm going to worship my religion. I'm going to celebrate my festivals because Allah Azza wa Jal gave me what I need to celebrate and how I need to adorn myself in my religion. And the fact that I don't celebrate with you doesn't mean I'm going to go and attack you or bomb you. All of this has absolutely no place in Islam. These extremist acts are taking place now, London Bridge, Manchester. Al-Islam condemned this, and I say this on behalf of all of these scholars that today are being looked at, or Saudi Arabia is being looked at as a very, very, you know, extreme dawla. They themselves, my teachers who teach me in Al-Madinah, as soon as that happened, they came and they condemned this. Subhanallah, you know? And Al-Islam has absolutely nothing to do with this. No.